The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the night fell on San Antonio, the iconic AT&T Center buzzed with anticipation. Puerto Rican superstar Daddy Yankee was back, and this wasn't just another concert. It was a farewell. Promising to retire post La Última Vuelta World Tour, the rapper turned reggaeton legend made sure his goodbye was one for the books. In a bold move, the night began without any openers at 9 p.m. when the stage lit up and Yankee emerged from a life-size 3D plane, transporting the audience straight into the world of his latest album, Legend Daddy. But it was the classics like Rompe and Lo Que Pasó Pasó that transported fans right back in time. Hearing the iconic na 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 na, or singing along to Lo Que Pasó Pasó Entre Tú y Yo, sent waves of nostalgia right through the crowd. True to form, the concert wasn't just about the music. It was a visual extravaganza. Each performance was intricately designed. The three-tiered stage boasted massive screens, pyrotechnics, hundreds of lasers, and innovative holographic displays, making guests like Bad Bunny and Luis Fonsi seem present, like they were right there. Visions of a gorilla during Machucando, a surreal portal in Shaky Shaky, and the emblematic white goat, the cover of Legend Daddy, and a nod to his goat, greatest of all time status, kept fans entranced. However, the piece de resistance came as a larger-than-life cartoon avatar of the star himself, lighting up the entire stage. Beyond the spectacle, Yankee's charisma shone brightest. He seamlessly transitioned between songs, effortlessly switched outfits, and gave his dancers center stage to keep the adrenaline pumping. His renditions, both old and new, exuded the energy of a young artist while showcasing the talent and experience of a veteran. Then a touching moment came when Yankee celebrated the artist that collaborated with him throughout his career. Icons like Wisin y Yandel, Zion y Lennox, and Ozuna flashed on the screens.
He's often considered one of the pioneers of reggaeton. There's just been so many people in the genre that have been influential to not only him, but just the genre as a whole.
That is Moises Mendez.
I'm a culture reporter at Time Magazine. I cover internet culture, music, specifically Latin music. I cover movies, TV, books, all of the fun stuff.
As Moises points out, Daddy Yankee has influenced and been influenced by many artists in his storied career. And this emotional tribute was his way of thanking many of the artists that he's crossed paths with. The biggest, of course, being Bad Bunny. whose moments sent electrifying roars through the audience. And amidst the revelry, Yankee's heartfelt gratitude towards his fans and his recounting of his journey from the barrios of Puerto Rico struck a chord. His tales of perseverance and triumph held an inspirational message: dream and dare to achieve them. San Antonio's love was palpable. As Yankee recalled his past shows, the roaring cheers from the crowd was a testament to the bond he'd built over the years. This connection beautifully led to the global sensation Despacito, an anthem that etched Yankee's and Latin music's mark in American music history. Performing some of his recent chartbusters like Limbo, Con Calma, and Dura, the atmosphere was electrifying. Yet it was Gasolina, the revolutionary track that reshaped music landscape, that provided a befitting end to the mesmerizing event. The sentiment, when it comes to Latino, it's all about love, baby, encapsulated the evening. This farewell wasn't just a concert. It was a heartfelt thank you and a celebration of a journey. Hosting El Cangri in his swan song was nothing short of an honor for San Antonio. As the curtains fell, one thing was clear. Daddy Yankee might be saying goodbye to the stage, but his legacy is here to stay.
He's the undisputed king of reggaeton, no doubt. He's been cited as an inspiration by multiple Latin stars, including J Balvin, Bad Bunny, Ozuna, Nati Natasha, and the list goes on.
Daddy Yankee isn't a mere title in the history of reggaeton. He was its reigning monarch. For many, Yankee's influence echoes far beyond his music, creating seismic waves that reshape the way the world perceives reggaeton and, most importantly, Latino identity. His incredible journey inspired the media to crown him as the King of Reggaeton, but that title only scratched the surface of his impact. I'm Lilia Luciano, and in this episode, we dive into El Cangri himself. From his humble beginnings in Puerto Rico to the hits that you already love, the legacy he clearly leaves behind, and so many more anecdotes. Join me on this journey through the world of the greatest of all time. You're listening to El Flow, Season 2, Episode 6, Home Run Hits, Daddy Yankee. We'll continue after a short break.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Daddy Yankee was born Ramon Luis Ayala Rodriguez in 1977. He had a childhood that was anything but easy. He grew up in the Villa Kennedy housing projects in San Juan, where life was a mix of vibrant culture, but also tough realities. Here, young Ramon's life was deeply intertwined with the community's struggles and joys. Baseball, deeply embedded in Puerto Rican culture, was his first love, his first big dream. He imagined himself in the major leagues, not just for the glory, but as a way to lift himself and those he cared about out of hardship. But fate had a different plan.
He's always wanted to be a baseball player at a really young age. He had that interest while also making music. And at 16, he was recording music with one of the seminal figures in the reggaeton space, DJ Playero, who's credited as one of the first producers to blend reggae and hip hop. They were making music together and he decided to take a break. Unfortunately, he was just in the crossfires of the shootout and he was hit by a stray AK-47 bullet that's still lodged in his hip to this day.
This accident, while tragic, marked the genesis of a reggaeton legend.
He credits that as like a major moment in his life. That he said in past interviews, like, he's thanked God for that bullet because it forced him to like really hunker down and make the iconic music that he makes today.
Ramon started out performing in neighborhood parties and gatherings where he quickly made a name for himself. In those days, he went by Winchesta 3030 or Winchesta Yankee. But even then, he was more than just a musician. He was a narrator of street life. His lyrics were the reflection of the community's soul.
He put out his first album in 1995. It's called No Mercy. But it wasn't as successful as his later records would become. After that album came out, he really made a name for himself, hopping on mixtapes with DJ Playero.
And speaking of the album No Mercy, if you haven't done this before, do a quick Google search, check out the images, and treat yourself to a very different Daddy Yankee. Looking very 90s on the cover, and some might argue almost looking older than he does now. But let's get back to it. From these humble beginnings amid personal setbacks and the complex dynamics of street life, Ramon transformed himself into Daddy Yankee. His early musical forays saw him dabbling in various styles, trying to imitate rap icons like Vico C. But his true success began when he found his original voice with the dembow rhythm, making him one of the first to popularize reggaeton. His star began to grow with associations with iconic DJs like DJ Playero, whose career and role in the history of reggaeton we went way deep into on season one of El Flow. If you haven't yet, you should definitely take a listen. These early collaborations landed him in some controversies with the Puerto Rican government, all while cementing his reputation as a somewhat revolutionary. Yet the mainstream Latin American market eluded him until the 2000s. Collaborations with global artists like Nas, and as we mentioned in episode 3 of the season, Los Cangris was the formation of an unofficial duo with Nicky Jam, which showed glimmers of his impending international acclaim.
They had a few hits, one called En La Cama and the other La Gata. But Nicky Jam, who's been very open about his substance abuse, has talked about how that put a strain on his relationship with Daddy Yankee. They stopped making music together, and in 2004, Nicky Jam put out a diss track aimed at Daddy Yankee, but since then, they've made things right, and they made a song together in 2012 called El Party Me Llama.
ElCangri.com was Daddy Yankee's first major foray into the global music scene, providing more than just rhythmic beats. It delved into the zeitgeist of the era, addressing significant events such as the devastating 9/11 attacks. This album highlighted his capacity not just as an entertainer, but also as an artist capable of reflecting deep communal emotions and narratives throughout his music. The release of Barrio Fino cemented Daddy Yankee's status as a pioneer in the music world. This album was monumental, transcending the status of just a collection of songs to become a cultural landmark. It showcased an innovative fusion of sounds, drawing from a variety of musical styles, including salsa and reggaeton. And it was this unique blend that captivated global audiences. Among the hits from Barrio Fino, Gasolina stood out. It wasn't just a song, it was a worldwide anthem that blared from car radios, echoed in nightclubs, and resonated across international borders. Gasolina brought the raw energy and unique sound of Puerto Rico's streets to the ears and hearts of millions around the world, catapulting reggaeton into international consciousness.
Gasolina is the most popular reggaeton song of all time. It's just one of the most fun songs I've ever heard of in my life.
This track was pivotal in not only skyrocketing Daddy Yankee's career, but also in transforming the music landscape. Its immense popularity and the wave it created forced the music industry to acknowledge reggaeton as a standalone genre, leading to the establishment of new music charts and categories dedicated to urban Latin music. We had a chance to speak with someone who's quite knowledgeable in the subject of reggaeton, and of course, that also means in the subject of Daddy Yankee.
Reggaeton wasn't global. It was global in the East Coast, in New York, in Florida, in the Caribbean, in Latin America. But there were certain pockets that you didn't hear it as much. Daddy Yankee became a household name in the mid-2000s with Gasolina.
In essence, Daddy Yankee's work during this period was revolutionary. It wasn't just about producing hit songs. It was about shattering cultural barriers, reshaping industry norms, and creating a space for a genre that had been, until then, largely overlooked by the global music industry.
And since then, we ended up getting to know so many more artists within that scene because you explore more who else is making this music that's just sounds so different, that's so, it's club ready, but it's also controversial. It's also very gaudy and brash as well.
Daddy Yankee's influence stretched far beyond the boundaries of the music world, leaving an enduring mark on social trends, fashion, and global pop culture. His status as an icon was unquestionable, and Barrio Fino emerged as a pivotal force in the history of music. Daddy Yankee's journey to global fame was a complex one, marked not only by success, but also by significant challenges. Legal disputes such as the one involving the Mexican band Los Lagos, who accused him of copyright infringement over his Rompe hit, posed serious threats to his image and career trajectory. And in addition to these legal issues, Yankee found himself embroiled in a highly publicized rivalry with another heavyweight, Don Omar. This rivalry captivated fans and the media, sometimes overshadowing their actual music. But through it all, Daddy Yankee's musical brilliance never wavered. His tracks continued to resonate globally, ensuring that his artistic talent remained at the forefront.
I love Daddy Yankee's positive attitude about everything. He's always just had this like gigantic smile on his face. He's always just happy to be around people.
And that charisma and positivity followed as he ventured into new musical territories, blending the raw energy of hip-hop with the vibrant rhythms of modern reggaeton. This unique fusion set him apart and led to collaborations with global sensations like will.i.am and Fergie of the Black Eyed Peas, highlighting his status not only as a regional icon, but as a formidable global music force. While songs like Gasolina had established his dominance early in his career, this era was more than a string of chart-topping hits. Grito Mundial was ready to become the anthem for the 2010 FIFA World Cup in South Africa. However, they went with Shakira's option because FIFA demanded 100% of the rights, which didn't sit well with Daddy Yankee. His decision could have been detrimental to a lesser artist, but for Daddy Yankee, it symbolized integrity and a recognition of his own worth in an industry where artists often lose control of their work. What followed, however, was nothing short of remarkable. Just a year later, adversity struck again when Hurricane Irene ravaged Puerto Rico, damaging Daddy Yankee's original prestige recordings. For many, this could have been a devastating blow, but Yankee returned with a smile on his face, delivering an album that was not just a collection of songs, but a triumph over adversity. Collaborations like Ven Conmigo and the Grammy-nominated La Bamba transcended music. They became, in a way, anthems of resilience.
You know, he is Daddy Yankee. He is the most influential artist, not only in reggaeton, Latin music, but in music in general. Like, we see not only the effects of his music, but Latin music as a whole. So I think he's amazing.
And that effect would be felt globally. There was his performance at the 2013 Viña del Mar Festival in Chile, where Daddy Yankee not only rocked the crowd with hits like Pose, but also dominated the awards ceremony, winning the Silver and Golden Torch and the Siegel Awards, the evening's top honors. His subsequent prestige tour was a global celebration of his musical genius. Amidst all of it, King Daddy was released, a digital-only mixtape that signaled the veteran's embrace of changing times and a strategic move towards showing that he was not tethered to the past, but boldly stepping into the future. And as we discussed in the last episode of El Flow, no conversation about Daddy Yankee would be complete without mentioning Despacito. Collaborating with Luis Fonsi, this duo not only broke records, but transcended cultural barriers. At the time, it was the most viewed video on YouTube, surpassing 7 billion views. Currently, second only to Baby Shark, Despacito is nothing short of a global phenomenon. It holds the distinction of being the first Latin song to receive a diamond certification from the Recording Industry Association of America, and has shattered records worldwide. It is truly astonishing to think that this song, as we know it, almost never came into existence.
The song was originally composed as a cumbia pop song. Luis Fonsi decided that he wanted to switch up the sound, so he sent over a demo to Daddy Yankee to add a signature flair on the song. So then they got into the studio together. Daddy Yankee improvised his verse in the control room while they were recording and got in the studio, and the rest is history. And it debuted at number 2 on the Billboard Hot Songs Latin Songs chart, number 88 on the Hot 100. But when it came to the remix with Justin Bieber, it shot up to number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100. That made it Daddy Yankee's first number 1.
More than a decade after Gasolina, El Cangri secured his first number 1 song on the Billboard Hot 100 list. But at that point, he was far from done. And while for many, these accomplishments would be enough to fulfill an artist's ambitions, Ramon was ready for a new evolution. The rumblings of a new style in Latin music had Daddy Yankee excited and ready to dip his toes into its surging waters. At the time, Latin trap was something of a revolution in the Spanish hip-hop scene. His single Hielo was chilly, of course, yet an assertive foray into this new realm, showcasing a fusion of his signature reggaeton with the darker, more somber beats that characterize Latin trap. But it was Vuelve, his collaboration with the rising star Bad Bunny, that really turned heads. That blend of Benito's distinct, deep, melodic rawness with Ramon's assertive and fiery lyrical flow made for an impressive blend of Puerto Rico's generational talents. This blend created a track that was as much about bitter yearning and heartache as it was about musical innovation. Isabella Raigosa helps explain the importance of Daddy Yankee's collaborations with reggaeton's new wave of music and artists.
We've seen through time that collaborations have been real key to the amplification and the longevity of a genre. Not only that, he's also boosted a lot of up-and-coming artists. He started collaborating with a lot of new heads at the time, like Sesh from Panama, obviously Karol G. These people now are superstars themselves. So he's always been like a supporter as well to continue amplifying this. And he's really maintained true to his style.
Yankee's relentless curiosity led him to collaborate with pop legend Janet Jackson on Made for Now, a celebration of diversity and rhythm, blending Afrobeat influences, dynamic visuals, and seamless synergy that transcended borders with its eclectic sounds. Then, with Con Calma, he breathed new life into Snow's Informer, infusing it with reggaeton flair, Spanish and English lyrics, and an infectious rhythm. It instantly became a global hit. And even in his latest work with artists like Rauw Alejandro, Justin Quiles, and Tainy, Daddy Yankee remained at the genre's forefront.
He's made so many hits. He's become a chart-topping mainstay.
Yankee is proof that music, when combined with purpose, transcends boundaries, making waves that ripple beyond the realm of reggaeton. But his legacy extends far beyond music, with impactful contributions in politics, philanthropy, business, film, and even gaming. We'll continue with more after the break.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daddy Yankee's impressive musical repertoire has made him a consistent name on the global music charts and truly earned him the title of the King of Reggaeton. And yet, 2022 brought news of his latest album, Legend Daddy, and more importantly, his retirement post-tour, signaling the end of an era. The King was stepping off his throne. With his final album, Legend Daddy, rising up in the charts, Yankee took his victory lap on the road. Starting at Puro Latino Latin Fest in Spain and wrapping up in Miami, the five-month-long tour swept him across the Western Hemisphere. Before the tour even began, El Cangri sold out three record-setting shows at Chile's Estadio Nacional, outselling the previous record holder, Coldplay. His five consecutive nights at Mexico's Foro Sol were the most by any artist in the history of the venue, and the biggest paid attendance gathered at the venue, outpacing Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. Yankee's unstoppable energy saw him selling over 360,000 tickets over the course of those five nights.
His tour last year, his último tour, I think it was the second top biggest grossing tour of any Latin artist. I think it came just underneath Bad Bunny.
La Última Vuelta tour drew in over 1.9 million fans, more than the population of the island of Manhattan, ranking as that year's sixth highest grossing tour worldwide. And as Isabella mentioned, the second highest grossing by a Spanish-speaking artist right behind Bad Bunny, who has often acknowledged Yankee as his inspiration and is the obvious successor to the throne. And while these accomplishments are incredible, it's in Ramon's humanitarian efforts where his star shines brightest. Close to Daddy Yankee's heart lies his Fundación Corazón Guerrero, dedicated to assisting incarcerated youth. It has earned recognition from even the most esteemed institutions like Harvard University. Beyond the music realm, his collaboration on Somos el Mundo 25 por Haití transcended mere musical expression. It served as a powerful rallying cry for humanity in the wake of the devastating earthquakes in Haiti. And of course, let's not forget what he has done in Puerto Rico, as his commitment to his homeland is exemplified through many charitable endeavors. A while ago, he championed an environmental cause called Yo Limpio Puerto Rico, advocating for island-wide recycling efforts. In the aftermath of Hurricane Maria's destruction, Yankee made a significant donation that provided sustenance to thousands of families. He is also actively engaged in political circles, encouraging Puerto Ricans to participate in elections. And Yankee has left an indelible mark on Puerto Rican heritage by establishing the island's first reggaeton museum. In recognition of his tireless efforts, the Latin Billboard Music Awards honored Daddy Yankee with the prestigious Spirit of Hope Award, acknowledging his substantial humanitarian contributions. Yet, this is just a glimpse of the global impact he's made.
Daddy Yankee has his hands in a bunch of other ventures.
He became the first Latin artist to partner with Reebok, spawning his DY brand and a signature shoe line. His portfolio includes stakes in El Cartel Records, which includes acts such as Nicky Jam, Tempo, and Falo.
But I think the things that he's most excited about is owning a baseball team.
And he also has an ownership stake in Los Criollos de Cagua, a Puerto Rican baseball team with an industrious winning history. Cinema also caught the lively beat of Daddy Yankee, He started with a small gig in the movie Vampiros, but Yankee really caught the crowd's eye in Talento de Barrio. The project was profound and echoed his own climb from tough neighborhoods to worldwide fame. The movie was a success across cinemas, showcasing a new side of Daddy Yankee beyond music. And the hits continue, as Yankee is a producer on the Netflix series Neon, a fiction about a reggaeton artist, making sure Yankee's vibes are felt across the digital stream. He's also hinted about his next project, a film about the life of boxer Macho Camacho, showing off his love for storytelling in more ways than one. Regardless of how much he veers away from music, no matter how hard you try, when you hear the name Daddy Yankee...
If you think about the first image that pops up in my head is Daddy Yankee. He is synonymous with reggaeton.
With 530 nominations, 10 Guinness World Records, 30 Billboard Latin Music Awards, 6 Latin Grammys, 4 Latin American Music Awards, 3 American Music Awards, and 8 Billboard Music Awards under his belt, the most of any Latin artist, Daddy Yankee's impact is undeniable. He holds the title for the most number one hits and entries on Billboard's Latin Rhythm Airplay, Latin Pop Airplay, and ranks second on Hot Latin Songs. When he was recognized with the Icon Award at the Latin American Music Awards, the sentiment was echoed by J Balvin. Without Daddy Yankee, reggaeton wouldn't be what it is. And without Yankee, there would be no Balvin.
You had so many artists from that era as well that have maintained a lot of relevancy, and Daddy Yankee has maintained that relevancy because he continued to release material.
And it's not just the records and awards that are a testament to his prowess. Daddy Yankee himself stands tall as one of the top 25 best-selling Latin artists of all time. A list that's topped by music legends such as Shakira, Vicente Fernandez, and Los Tigres del Norte. Barrio Fino is the best-selling reggaeton album of all time. And the next closest album is Wisin y Yandel's Pal Mundo, but it doesn't even get close. And of course, Gasolina has been named the number one reggaeton song of all time by Rolling Stone, as well as...
And 2023, Daddy Yankee's Gasolina was inducted in the National Recording Registry as the first reggaeton song. So now it's a part of American identity. He has the respect of everybody. If you speak with anyone, like in Puerto Rico, anyone that does reggaeton or has made reggaeton, everyone has such a profound respect for him because Daddy Yankee has been doing what he does since 1995.
So as he steps down from his throne, Ramon leaves behind a legacy and a challenge for the next generation of reggaeton artists. His final message? Raise the bar higher. No doubt, it's a towering challenge. After all, El Cangri's reign has been nothing short of legendary. And as the lyrics to his hit song, Pose, go, El mejor de todos los tiempos, ya tú lo sabes, you already know who is the greatest of all time. Daddy Yankee bid farewell to the stages forever with 5 nights of concerts in Puerto Rico. The artist closing the last concert said, "For a long time, I tried to fill a void in my life that no one could fill. I was trying to find meaning. At times, I seemed fine and happy, but something was missing to make me complete. And I have to confess that those days are over." The artist who left the most significant mark on reggaeton stated that he will dedicate his life to Christ from now on. He follows in the footsteps of other artists in the genre who have done the same, such as Farruko, El General, or El Sica. This episode was a fun journey through the career of El Cangri. But for the next episode of El Flow, we get hella serious, because perreo is serious. In 2019, Puerto Rico experienced a watershed moment, led by reggaeton, its artists, its music, and of course, its perreo. Because without reggaeton, there's no revolution. Join us on the next episode of El Flow. The second season of El Flow was written and produced by Álvaro Céspedes and Reynold Gutierrez in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and is hosted by me, Lilia Luciano. Edited by Carmen Graterol. Fact-checking by Samedi Aguirre. Executive producers are Carmen Graterol, Rose Reed, Isaac Lee, and Lilia Luciano. Sound design by Pachi Quiñones, Hugo Mendoza, and Gonzalo Messi. Special thanks to Veronica Hernandez and Pedro Aguirre. Our executive producers at iHeart are Giselle Vances and Arlene Santana. For more My Cultura podcasts, listen to the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.